I'd like to make one comment about the crowdfunding project.
Okay.
All this struggling with our budget has made me think that our first proposal that we all were so excited about may not be the one we end up with. There could be a lot of other things we might want to see if we could fit into such a funding thing.
Yeah, well, there's definitely lots of space to change things because we haven't really
started
it, so there's lots of space for that.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that we will have to get to the other side of the station budget before
absolutely
we'd have much mental space for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. Does that agenda change work for everyone?
Sounds good.
Okay, so we'll go to the last item, which is the incredibly postponed motion, I guess, by me that had to do with encouraging, over the long term, the fund drive times to be coordinated throughout the network to the extent possible. I don't know if it's reasonable to ask our Paul if you have the text of the original motion, which is probably now goes back about 2 months.
I got it.
You do? All right, wonderful.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion, Tracy Rosenberg. The NFC recommends to the PNB that station fund drives be synced over several periods of time whenever possible to maximize organizational efficiency.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the motion on the floor, so I think it makes sense at this point to discuss it and then either bring it to a vote, amend it, or whatever the will of the body is. So the stack is open.
I have a question about the terminology, synced. That's short for something.
Yeah,
synchronized.
Okay. Because in the agenda, we've got syndicated, so I want to make sure we're clear which word we're using there.
Yeah, we're definitely not using syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, our Paul, maybe in the final wording of the motion, whichever way it goes, you'll change sync to synchronized?
Okay, I'll do that now.
And I want to refer to the agenda again. Syndicated programs is a different thing than fund drive pledge being synchronized.
Yes, it is.
And so is this a topic that needs to be split if we're going to talk about it? Or?
Well, what basically happened is that we talked about both subjects at some length over several meetings, and what came out of it was this motion regarding fund drive coordination, and the pledge drive handling and some of the other subjects were discussed, but no motion came out of the conversation.
And what I remember was that the syndicated programs were kind of the trigger of what triggered this discussion about whether or not it wouldn't be better if we were all fundraising at the very same time, because there were some problems with syndicated programs, say from Berkeley, being played on the LA station, and they weren't in fund drive yet, so it was confusing that anybody was fundraising from KPFA, and as I understand, what has happened in the meantime is that the staff has worked out how to handle that so that it isn't as much of a, or it may not be any, of a burden, say, on KPFK if we were starting our fund drive first, and they've made accommodations for pitch times or whatever. I'm not clear on exactly what happened, but I've heard that it has been dealt with. And I would just, well, I don't know, are we speaking to the motion now? Because I had a sentence or two to say about it.
Yes, we're speaking to the motion now.
Well, can I just go ahead then?
Mm-hmm.
I think we are synchronized as much as possible, because it is generally the same times or close to it that we're fundraising. And I think if we, since there is a need to have cash flow differences, you know, we don't want to all be at the bottom of our coin perks at the same time. I'm not in favor of this, because I think it helps our cash flow for the network if we're not all beginning and ending on exactly the same day. And I would also imagine that a smaller station, I didn't pay attention to how you scheduled your fund drives, but you probably need fewer days than the larger stations. So, you know, and there still would be some differences. So I'm not, I think this, the problem that triggered this has been solved, and I think we don't need to be any more synchronized than we are.
Okay, the stack is open. I do want to motivate the motion, but I'll wait out the stack. So is there anyone else who wants to address it?
Hey, Jim, on the stack.
Hey, Jim, go ahead.
Well, we have some, you know, just some local problems that we periodically have to deal with about scheduling. And I don't know what benefit the KPFT, if we were synchronized to the other stations, or what benefit to the other stations if we were synchronized. We kind of assume that we have some flexibility to do those sorts of things based on you know, the personnel that we have and the you know, the programs that we have, and I don't know what that would do to help KPFT.
Anybody else for the stack?
Barbara, I have one more comment.
Okay, let me see if there's anyone who hasn't spoken yet.
Michael.
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Well, the resolutions I hear is kind of porous in the sense that says, you know, as practicalism, I can't remember the exact language, but as much as possible. I guess my concerns are that a couple of times we've sent people to other stations from KPFK to assist in fund drives elsewhere. And if we synchronize them all, that's going to be much harder to do. And also, I just practically speaking, we're on a schedule at this point where we have 3 major and 2 minor fund drives a year, which I don't know if any other station is doing it that way. So I was curious about what it looked like a monthly fund drive at KPST, but as I said, they just do 4 a year. So I just think that there are too many issues about local events and cash flow and other things to really definitively synchronize the fundraising. And so I'm not sure what's gained by the resolution that you know, the least necessary wiggle room.
Okay. Anybody else?
Richard.
Okay, Richard, go ahead.
It's Raul's not on the call tonight.
That's correct. He's not.
Okay. I was just wondering if he had been consulted on this and what he thought about it.
He was on the call when we discussed it a couple of times and weighed in at that time. But that's all that, yeah, but that's the only level of participation.
Does he feel like it would be helpful?
As I recall, he was pretty agnostic on it.
Well, I concur with Jim. I don't know what KPFT would gain from this, and I don't, you know, all the scheduling that we would have to get into with the five different areas and finding out what time it's the it's a very likely time to write or gather more money would be different in this space. And I kind of like that idea of the stagger helping in that, you know, when we're making some money and other people are spending theirs, then we can set out the...
Okay, well, I do want to motivate it because I think I can address some of these questions. But Barbara had, a follow-up comment
just
or question?
I just wanted to say, agree with Jim about the effect locally, that there are sometimes local events or things that you need to, we want to start a day later than we originally planned because there's some big demonstration or... that kind of thing. You don't want to be competing with events that you would be supporting otherwise. And I think there are every area then would have to have the flexibility to assess what's going on in their community at the time that they're going to have their fund drive. That's all.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and motivate for what it's worth. I guess I'll start with a little bit of history about just how the motion came about briefly, which is that this actually is a holdover from the previous Finance Committee. Part of what we were dealing with was some differentials and some problems around the programs that play on both KPFA and KPFK. There were significant differences being reported by each station about how much money had come in and how that money was being handled and how that was being reported out. And I do agree with Barbara that those problems are far less acute than they were 6 to 9 months ago, and I'm glad about that. In bringing that up, a couple of issues surface, which I think are fairly important, and that's sort of the reason for the motion, which is an extremely simplified version of the motion that was floating around in 2012, which I think came from Ken Aaron, but it was a long and complicated motion that we never quite dealt with. So this is a simplified version. One of the issues was that over time it is anticipated that more and more programs may be shared and aired on multiple Pacifica stations. Now, how quickly this will happen and to what extent it will happen is not, I think, a known quantity by anyone, but I think certainly in many ways to feature programming that we think is strong, that is produced locally on more than one station, is certainly something that many people in the network think might be good as we try to build a Pacifica brand and a Pacifica identity that goes beyond the network that used to have Democracy Now. As we sort of look at a future that's heading that way, these issues, which sort of played out on the microcosmic level with letters and politics here in California and in Berkeley, are going to become more extensive and more problematic. If you have 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 programs playing on multiple stations and interacting over multiple unsynchronized fund drives, and you start to have a problem of scale in terms of how these things are handling. If, for example, KPFA had this relationship with 3 or 4 different stations around 3 or 4 different programs, then the accommodations that are being made would become pretty difficult because it's already an extensive extra effort. So that's one thing. Part of this is proactive and preemptive against things that we can see that may be coming down the pike that it would help us to have some way to kind of deal with rather than doing a sort of impromptu improvisation, which as we can see causes some problems until we get it sort of hammered out how to do it. Second thing that I would say is from the point of view of fund drive reporting and cash flow projection, I know for me part of what's frustrating is that I almost never see the fund drive totals from either my own station or any other station on a consistent level. And if, in fact, the fund drives were synchronized to the extent possible, and I don't think that the motion says anything to the extent that you can't shift a fund drive by a couple of days because of local events, or that obviously some stations have shorter fund drives and some have longer fund drives, but simply that we were synchronized to the extent that we were trying to start at approximately the same time, then I think we would have significantly increased reporting in terms of, okay, this was our May series of fund drives, and here's what the results are, and here's how much cash we're going to have in the network. How does this relate to our projections, and where are we going to have problems, which I don't think happens in this network on a consistent basis. And part of the reason is that we're constantly in staggered fund drives. So the part where we sit and stop and say, okay, this is how much cash we're going to have to work with to get through till the next fund driving total, isn't really something that we can do because things are always stopping and starting. And I think we have a tendency to push things down the can. Well, so-and-so is going into a fund drive. And it doesn't allow for clean demarcations between fundraising periods so that we can sort of assess where we're at and, you know, what level of meeting our obligations we're going to be, you know, what success we're going to have meeting our obligations for this period until the fundraising starts again. So I think from the point of view of having a clear vision of how much money is into and out of the network, that synchronizing to an extent within reason would be helpful. I think it would clean up our counting. I think it would make it easier to track when funds are coming in and when they're going out. And it seems to me that the more we fundraise on a consistent schedule, the easier it is for both staff and management and listeners to expect when the fund drives are going to come. I think that really helps from the point of view of listeners. They fund drive X amount of times per year, and it's approximately these times of the year. I think having consistent expectations about that is actually helpful. Because sometimes I think the perception is we're always fundraising and we never stop. So I think the more that we have, we fundraise four times a year and these are the times, is actually helpful. So the motion isn't really intended to do anything other than say this is a goal that we should strive for, because I understand that if you're out of money, you may need to move your fund drive up. And if there's an event on such and such a day and you don't want to start on that day, then you're going to start on some other day. That's what the as possible language means. That's why it's porous, because it's a long-term goal. But I do think that just saying that we are consistently willing to basically abide by five different schedules, almost constant fundraising through the network, without sort of any intent to coordinate at all, is not really the best thing that we could be doing. So for my purposes, in terms of putting forward the motion, I would like to say that we would like to work towards a coordinated effort. So that's the purpose of the motion. That's why it's on the floor, and you guys can do what you want to do with it. Okay, that's my motivation. So we'll see what happens. Are there any further comments on the motion?
I just have one quick, this is Jim, one quick comment.
Yeah. Sure.
I always like to have to a real serious problem, and it it looks like we don't have the serious problem. And now if it came to the future where there was more syndicated programming across the network, that may be more important. I just wonder if this is appropriate for this time.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say is that sometimes it's not a bad thing to express some goals and to look down the line and say we might potentially have a serious problem here if we don't try to address it. As I said, on the micro level, we did have a problem. And for me, at least, it was an illustration of what could be a much larger scale problem. Sometimes it's good not to wait until you have a problem.
Barbara for the stack.
Barbara, go ahead.
Well, I agree with Jim that it doesn't really look like one of our serious problems. And it seems to me that what needs to change, and I think it would kind of naturally if more programs go national, is the communication about the record keeping. There will have to be communication between the business managers or the program directors and whatever that will go along with handling this nationalization of programs. And I feel as though the PNB has many motions sitting in line. I don't think this would be one of the more pressing things that they should have waiting for them to deal with. And I do think that if it became the kind of problem that you're imagining, it would certainly be addressed and could have whatever motion necessary then. But I just don't. I feel as though, as I've said, this was initiated by because of what the programming staff were running into, this difficulty about who's pitching when. And really, if they make time breaks and the stations know when the time breaks are, these guys are professionals at dealing with that kind of stuff. I don't think we read this motion at this time.
Someone is giving us a bird sound.
Yeah, whose bird
that
is
that? That was very pretty. That was very pretty. In response, all that I can really say is, you know, we had an $11,000 to $12,000 differential repeated, you know, a couple of times between the amount the KPFK had and KPFA had, and yes, we worked it out, blah, 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 dropped zeros, whatever. But what I would say is multiply that by 10 different programs over 5 different stations, and it's a big problem. So to me, I think this is good proactive policy, and I hope the Finance Committee will support it, but we will see. Okay. Anyone want to weigh in who hasn't weighed in? Okay. Then, our Paul, I think we will go to a vote.
Okay. Let me go up and get it there. And I'll reread this motion. The motion is, the NFC recommends to the PNB that station fund drives be synchronized over similar periods of time whenever possible to maximize organizational efficiency.
Okay, call the roll on the motion.
Jim Boyd.
No.
John Crumshaw. Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Michael Novick.
Everybody died.
Am I audible? Sorry, am I audible?
Oh, yes, there you are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was trying to vote no.
Attorney Rosenberg.
I'll vote yes on the motion.
Manu Jusaba. Raul Salvador, Richard Uzel,
not bad.
Mara Whipperman,
no.
Going back up, Crumshaw, Jeter, Martin, I'll abstain. Let's see, Saba, Salvador, not here. Richard Uzel,
I'll abstain.
Okay. The total I have is 2-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.
That's too bad. Okay, well, then that takes care of that, and we will meet again on August, I believe it is 13th. Please send any budget updates to the NFC listserv. It's good for us to all keep in the loop when things happen at the stations regarding the progress of the budgets. And unless there's anything further, we are adjourned.
Michael, to this back briefly, could you try to get a hold of Raul and find out the answer to the questions on the audit and the actuals, because obviously that's, I think, the biggest impact on people's ability to budget.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Anything else?
From KPFP, thank you all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Very good. See you all soon. Good night.